Now today, friends, we come to the little book of Micah. Back in the Old Testament, one of the minor prophets, it contains 7 chapters. It's a little bit longer than the last couple that we've looked at. And it's a very important little book. I think maybe I'm repeating myself. I've said that about every book that we've come to in the Bible. And each one of them serves a very definite purpose. And we need to keep that in mind. I would like to just say a word concerning this man, Micah. And I think very important that we know something about him as well as his message. His name means, "Who is like Jehovah?" And the word has the same derivation as Michael, the archangel. And that means, "Who is like God?" And there are many Micahs in the Scripture. But this one here is identified here in the very first verse as a Morasthite, the word of the Lord that came to Micah, the Morasthite, in the days of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, which he saw concerning Samaria and Jerusalem. Now, that gives us a great deal of information. The place that he came from is Moresheth Gath, and it's a place that is about 20 miles southwest of Jerusalem near Lachish. And he is not to be confused with any other Micah of Scripture. We need to keep that before us also. Now, we are told here that he prophesied during the reign of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, and they're kings of Judah. And his prophecy concerns Samaria and Jerusalem. Now, Samaria was the capital of the northern kingdom of Israel, while Jerusalem was the capital of the southern kingdom of Judah. So here is a man who actually comes from the southern kingdom, but a great deal of his prophecy has to do with the northern kingdom. Now, it was at the particular time when the northern kingdom was being attacked by Assyria, as well as the southern, but the northern kingdom was taken away into captivity by Assyria. Now, we're told here that it was during the reign of these 3 kings. He was therefore a contemporary of Isaiah, and also Hosea and Amos, and that was along about the last part of the 8th century B.C., so that we have here a pretty good background for Micah. We can know a great deal about him. And he was apparently a friend of Isaiah. His prophecy has been called a miniature Isaiah. It's sort of a mini Isaiah, or Isaiah in shorthand. There are very striking similarities, and we'll call attention to them as we go through. Now, it was the German higher critics of many years ago who made an attack upon the unity of this book. It was Ewald and Welthausen, and they made the same attack, of course, upon Isaiah. And frankly, the attack that these men made way back yonder has been pretty well answered by conservative scholarship today, so that we don't need to waste time delving into that particular part. And the very interesting thing is that Micah is actually quoted by Jeremiah. Many of you will recall that when we were in Jeremiah, that I called particular attention to that because it was unusual and it reveals the importance of Micah in that day. And over in the 26th chapter of Jeremiah, in verse 18, I'd like to read that again. It says, "Micah, the Morasthite, prophesied in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah, and spoke to all the people of Judah, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Zion shall be plowed like a field, and Jerusalem shall become heaps, and the mountain of the house as the high places of a forest. And the interesting thing is that they paid no attention to either Jeremiah or to Micah. And that is exactly what happened to Jerusalem. Probably no city has been left in a shambles and in ruin and wreckage as much as the city of Jerusalem has been.